Shin Tafalaf Sif Yud Dalet. Eid Mikavlim Kemach Koli Harbe Shema Yovoi Lolush Kemach Sheinu Koli. This is a quote from the Rambam that says that regular flour, if you put water into it and you make a dough out of it, that is a deraisa. If you have this flour that's made from roasted kernels, it's a coarse type of grind, and it doesn't stick together like a regular dough, and therefore it's only also midrabbanan, maybe going to come to make regular dough. In the parentheses, it says over there that nesinus mayim bekemach nikra gibel, which is basically the more stringent opinion that leashes even by putting the water inside. Lamaisa, the Mishabru says in this case, we're talking about even if he does a full-fledged leisha, according to this opinion, if he does it with his kemach koli, it's a asa midrabbanan. Muta legabel esakoli ma'at. This type of kemach koli, roasted kernel flour, you are allowed to do small quantities of it, because that's considered a major shinui, which permits it. The Mishabru says it's not clear what the shear is. And halacha lemaisa, this whole thing is very unclear, and therefore one should not do it. If you have grain that grew less than a third, and they roasted it, and then they ground it up, so that's a tefina kasa. There's another type that's even more coarse, and therefore, according to this opinion, you're allowed to add water to it and make it into something that's sticks it together, but it's only permitted if you make it rach. Rach means that you can still pour it, but it's kosher that it forms mamasha paste. Even with this, it will be awesome. The field berach zog l'shans keitzad noisin es hashtisa keitzad noisin es hashtisa v'achkach noisin es hachoymes. So this is a heta of blila rach. Blila rach means that it's still soft enough that it pours, and that consistency is not a lishu gemura deraisa, still has a midravonon. And if you're doing that, you have to change the order. So here the standard change of order is you put the dry thing and then you add the liquid to it. Kamuvan, if you know that the way to do it is the other way around, then do the shinui the other way around. If you're not sure, so there's a discussion. If it's a blila raka, one can rely on the default being like it says over here, that the shinui is putting the salad in and then put the liquid into it.